This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wendy Wright, president at Concerned Women for America. As we reported on Monday, over this past weekend, President Obama issued 15 recess appointments, meaning these people can serve in their position as they were nominated for without congressional authorization for the remainder of the congressional session. A number of these names are raising tremendous controversy, including the name of Kai Feldblum to head up the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And Wendy, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, I'm glad to be on. Sorry about the topic, though.
Wendy, this may be a new name for a lot of our listeners. Tell them who Kai Feldblum is and why you think she's a dangerous pick at the EEOC.
Well, Kai Feldblum is a professor at Georgetown University, but has a much more colorful history than that. She was a clerk for the Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun, who is, of course, most well-known for authoring that infamous and deadly decision, Roe versus Wade, that has led to 50 million unborn children being killed. She's defended that decision. She's also served with the Human Rights Campaign, which is a radical homosexual activist group. She's also worked with the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, and she comes from the hardcore belief that sexual liberties should trump religious freedom. Now, we can all recall that religious freedom is actually in the Constitution. It's very clearly stated in the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And yet, from her view, sexual liberty, which include not only homosexual rights, but transsexual rights, not only same-sex marriage, but polygamy and basically any kind of sexual action that a person would want to engage in, that trumps religious freedom.
And explain how that would factor into her new job.
Well, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission oversees workplace issues. So let's say that there's a business owner of a daycare center, and the person is not comfortable having an employee who's a man dressing as a woman around these little children. But if that employee were to file a complaint against the employer and with the EEOC, then Kai Feldblum would very likely side with the employee. So people who engage in, well, to be kind, different kinds of sexual acts or different forms of gender identity would be given preference in workplace issues with Kai Feldblum sitting on this very important court.
Any key policies in the debate, does that have to go through Congress in terms of what would be allowed and condoned in the workplace, or would she just pretty much have carte blanche in that area?
That's an excellent question, because the EEOC is only supposed to follow existing law, what Congress has already passed and it's been signed into law. They're supposed to be limited by the law. But Kai Feldblum has a different view of the law. She believes in the concept of judicial activism, just like we saw with Justice Blackmun during his term on the Supreme Court. And in fact, one kind of an interesting way to understand where she comes from is the way that she described Justice Blackmun. She said that he had the, quote, ability and desire to look behind the law and see the people behind the law, which is not the classic way to do law. Well, she's exactly right. It's not classic. It's also not justice. We all know the famous portrayal of Lady Justice is that she is blindfolded. The idea is that true justice doesn't look at the people or is influenced because of the type of person who's involved in the case before them, but rather applies the law equally to all people based on what the law states, what's in our Constitution. And going back to where the great threat will come from Feldblum is that in the Constitution we have clearly stated the concept of religious freedom, the right of the freedom of religion. But in her view, that's second place or even further down the list to sexual liberties. In her view, she would give preference to the people who engage in non-traditional forms of sexual acts over those who hold to a constitutional biblical view of sexuality and of marriage.
And so then those who have a religious conflict with that sort of a policy or just think it's not good for their workplace, they're going to be out in the cold?
Yeah, I really do fear that. I fear that we're going to see an onslaught of complaints against people who hold a constitutional and biblical view. I should say business owners or employers who have a biblical and a constitutional view, because they now see that there's someone who would be sympathetic to their radical ideas who's sitting as a commissioner on the EEOC. So I think that lawyers out there who are really concerned about religious freedom need to be ready to take out these cases to defend employers.
Don't want to put you on the spot here in our last 60 seconds, Wendy, but any others of the 15 that particularly jump off the page at you of the recess appointments?
Oh, yes. Craig Becker would be absolutely awful. He's on the been placed on the National Labor Relations Board. He's someone who believes in the idea of that there should be no secret ballot when it comes to unions, and that's a very dangerous idea and an attack on a fundamental belief of our American system.
Wendy, a lot of different people to look over here, and there are still many nomination fights to come. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Wendy Wright, president at Concerned Women for America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.